particularly bad. We have the worst rate of extinctions in the world.
Already, one in six Australians have some impaired hearing.
Billions of elderly bereft of gas.
A dinosaur which we've nicknamed
Australia
is a massive
skeleton.
Colossal galactic, multi-galactic massive, can travel at 300,000 kilometres per second.
Around Australia.
Elliptical cosmic.
Problem there with the audio, so we'll move on.
The waves emitted 13 billion years ago.
Welcome, you are listening to Scan.org, an independent Australian grassroots radio program. My name is Martin, and I'd like to avoid boring you now with election politics in Australia. However, some things have to be expressed here, just to clarify a few finer points of democracy in this country for you, the overseas listener. So this time I take you right to the great called House of Representatives. And I only just sampled randomly through last week's excellent political performances there, but first a serious word about voting. A vote for John Howard is a vote for George Bush, a perpetual war, continued enslaving of people with fascist laws. There cannot be a mandate for lies, war, dehumanization. Step aside, guys. You've lost. Yes, you've lost. It was a self-inflicted loss. Loss of reputation, humanity, respect, power, money, and lives. Lots of lives you have cost us. Why don't you seriously reprimand yourself, say amen, and drive quietly over the side of the bridge, guys? There cannot be a mandate for handing out death. A vote for John Howard is a vote for George Bush, a vote for lies, for war, death, death, and death again. What's a vote worth? People say it's a vote for the House of Parliament, and it's a Senate vote as well. It's also a preferred two-party system vote. And it's a compulsory vote. Could you believe that? Yeah, that's Australian democracy, take it or leave it. So why is that so? Do Australians need to be dragged through a rigged ritual of pretense? Would they forget to vote? Yes, they would. And also, Australians need to be dragged to the polling booth where they can get how-to-vote cards, so as not to miss a thing here, you know? Now, you, dear listeners overseas, need to know that you are allowed here to vote in private, and no one can force you to tell who you voted for. So, people, and you know, you can doodle on the ballot paper or do all sorts of paper games, so long as it cannot be seen. Therefore, you must shield your ballot paper activity with your body by facing towards the front wall of the polling booth. Discretion is the key here, and you are allowed to vote informal. That means the electoral officer can enjoy any number of expletives you wrote or demeaning cartoons you drew or stains and stenches you left inside the polling booth. But be aware, your vote will be given to the majority votes, whoever wins. And politically thinking, it doesn't make sense either. If you want to effectively vote, there are a few proven examples, such as staying at home, risk the fine, go to court and insist on the paperwork and entry giving the reason for your felony as to be fined for, quote, failing to screw yourself, unquote. You'll still have to pay the fine sometime. But at least you may get into the media for a laugh. The other option? The other option is to vote with your feet and apply some travel expertise, I'm afraid. Now, we are going to the cauldron as promised, and all the overseas listeners will understand why Australians are reluctant.
This is the normal process of parliamentary democracy, and we'll continue to have those discussions.
That was stylish.
March 20, 2003, 2 o'clock news. I'm Luke Wilton. News flash. World War III has just started. The coalition of the willing are invading Iraq. And now the weather in Baghdad. There'll be clear skies in Baghdad this morning, but a chance of an afternoon desert storm. It is likely to bring raining bombs through the night. The barometric death toll is 1,050 and rising. The atmospheric condition is stable, but gas masks could be needed later in the week. Now sport. This LP is dedicated to any person who's protested peacefully for any injustice. All you people from the 60s, do you remember who you are? Revolution 03. I was there. It's just to let you know, we care, we care. Signing off from Revolution 03 headquarters. Now over to a live broadcast from Garema Place, Canberra. Youth walkout from school, March 23rd.
Thank you.
You're a snob.
Yeah, it's a sumptuous lunch here we're having. I'm at the moment, I'm just nibbling on the Burmese runta.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, what do they have for dessert?
Well, there is really, you know, charged up 1,500 monks, I was told, in the capital at the moment. There are 15,000 waiting to go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but if you're nibbling on the runta, and you could have Aung San Suu Kyi for dessert.
Yeah.
The pro-democracy movement. Well, I'd say that that's a pretty tasty dish.
We should start eating more of these yuntas.
Oh.
Where would you gonna go next, if you reckon?
Well, I don't know. I mean, are there any good ones?
Yeah, there are plenty of them still around.
Mm-hmm.
Like Zimbabwe?
Fujimori.
Mugabe, Zimbabwe. He tastes good. You can eat him. But we can stay closer at home. You know, just look at the APEC security forces.
Well, that
there you have a junta in making.
And yes, and doesn't it say a lot about democracy?
It says a lot about the coward government, how fearful they are.
That you can have juntas inside democracy.
Yeah, no worries. Doesn't sound like Burma, but the principle's the same.
Oh yes, of course. I mean, we're not lazy, are we?
Look, I've just munched down this general from the Burmese junta. I'm going to move over now to Zimbabwe. I want to nag a little bit on Mugabe here.
Well, you probably find you have a little bit of opposition there. You need like sweet and sour. You know what I mean?
I'll help me out with that because it tastes really funny at the moment.
Yeah, well, it's probably, you know, there's a little bit of Morgan Tsvangirai in there. The secret ingredients is spelled secret, C-I-A-C-R-E-L-T.
Fully sexed up, of course, for the public at least. And then actually you can move on to the north, right into Egypt, and you're right in the homeland of eating a junta. Or for that matter in Libya, Algeria, any number of places there available for eating juntas.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Tasty morsel might be Ahmadinejad.
I've had enough of the Middle Eastern food lately.
Ahmadinejad is now in New York. He's going to talk to the UN. So he'd be a tasty morsel.
Yeah, Mr. Iran. Mr. Iran. I ran away from Iran to New York. Do a bit of propaganda there.
Yeah.
So, what's he selling? What he's got to sell?
He's only a politician. All he's selling is a voting possibility.
That stuffed revolution of theirs, isn't it? That's what they're trying to sell. Well, it's gone a bit stale over the last 20 years, that dish. I just heard of when the Revolutionary Guards were fighting with Iraq in 1989 or 88, 99. This army guy spoke about his involvement there. It was, of course, all the atrocities not mentioned, particularly not the word CS gas, which has been manufactured in Britain and US, which Saddam used, you know, not only on the Iranians, but later on the Kurds.
No, it was very useful.
Yeah, but it spoils the diet in the end, you know. In the end, it spoils the diet, and nobody really wants to know about it because it flies right back to Washington, the problem. The complaint for the dish doesn't go to Iran, it goes straight to Washington.
The manufacturer doesn't often get the chance to try the product out in the field.
Yeah.
Like that.
Like the hospital.
Like he did with the Kurds, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that's what they said about him, that he and Little Miss Muffet had something in common.
Really?
Yes, they both had Kurds in their way.
The Kurds, yeah, they're sort of like standing out in the whole dish, you know, a little bit. No one really likes them. Turks don't want them.
No.
The Iraqis don't want them. The Iranians don't want them.
They must be good, in other words.
There will be several places which have a problem in the future to sell their menu and their dishes, like Taiwan.
Yeah.
They will be hard-pressed to distinguish itself from mainland China in the future. They think they want to still be their own little guest house and restaurant and get Americans interested to fight nuclear war eventually over it. You know?
Well, see, people don't count. There's one thing that, and it's not people, there's only one thing that, it's not people that, not counting, it's not what people think anymore, it's what's going to deliver the profit. Well, people like Mugabe, as he might have been, I do get the wrong end of the stick when they think that their people are relevant to the exercise. That's where they make the big mistake. Oh, we'll give them back their land and we will be our own, do our own thing. Well, you can see where that got him.
You know what? I want to eat something else.
You haven't been in for a week or so and you haven't had your green veggies.
I'm really appreciating it. I enjoyed this one.
Whatever happens to the children of the war? Does life ever go back to the way it was before? There's only one thing left worth fighting for is freedom, precious. They'll only learn to hate us if we blow up all their schools. They'll only build weapons if we blow up all their tools. The people in power have broken all the rules of freedom, precious. Freedom, freedom, so loud they can't ignore. Freedom, sweet freedom, turn the whisper to a roar. Freedom, freedom, it's still worth fighting for. Precious, simple. Feel free to dance. There's actually a free CD for the best swamp stomper. Woohoo! All in the name of peace, eh? What will happen when the day comes? They want something from us. Will we trust the Yanks not to kill us? Will we just give it up? We've got too much to lose in this great southern land. It's time to start shouting. It's time to make a stand for freedom, precious, simple freedom. Have to pay for the crimes they have done? Will they ever stop to see the monsters they have become? We're a part of their master plan. It's time to start shouting. It's time to make a stand for, come on, let me hear you sing, freedom, precious, simple, far off, freedom. Freedom, freedom, precious, simple. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
when you think of it, I heard John Howard announced some carbon-cutting measures, 15% by 2020, but that factors in to use coal at some point in the future when it's clean.
Yes, well, I mean, he can do anything he likes and say anything he likes, but Rupert has already spoken.
Well, Rupert reckons it's okay to sack 15% of the workforce in order to obtain the emission cuts. He actually appreciates it, to upgrade it, to remove humans and put non-polluting machines instead in there. Non-consumerism. Robots, in other words.
Do they buy magazines and newspapers?
It keeps all going. Just that the company doesn't pollute any longer with its workers. Because when you calculate the emissions of a factory with more than 20 employees, the only real cutting in the emissions will be to sack the workforce. That makes about 80% of every factory's emissions when you have more than 20 employees.
The principle doesn't work. It doesn't matter whether it works
as long as you can cut the carbon. That's what it's about.
Yeah, but how can you sell your product? Why bother to make it? Because nobody will be able to afford to buy it.
The product is cutting carbon. Yeah. It's a new spin.
That's the product?
Yeah.
Who's going to pay for it?
Well, as usual, GST pays for it.
Who?
Goods and services tax.
Can't tax what isn't there.
No, well, the most unjust tax that ever has been invented. Yeah, on other matters, you heard the equine flu is spreading and it's not been able to be contained, at least between the different stables.
Yes, well, that's what happens with sharing, you see. I mean, we can learn a lot from virus.
Yeah.
They share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I saw a test run on horses this year, next year on humans.
Well, why not?
50,000 vaccines ready to go for horses. My God, what would they have for people? 500,000 vaccines?
I'm a loser, I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end.
One that can be maintained. One that can be maintained.
I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, beneath this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry? I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's dear to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you, so that you won't lose all. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's dear to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
You're listening to
Emin Radio Media. Dotlinson.com.
Scandal.